Hi, I am the oldest maknae you will ever see in the K-pop industry, Kayum.
And I am the best thing that the K-pop industry missed out on, Zoria.
And everything I do it B3, average. I'm now Fal.
And we are, and welcome to K-pop Capos. And we are
K-pop Capos.
Wait, what? Got three people?
K-pop Capos got a lot of people, huh?
Honestly. So, okay, for those who are confused, like, hey, what is going on? Is this a guest? No, he's literally a part of our team. This is Naufal.
Naufinity.
What's up?
Naufinity, NIQ, all of these names.
Oh, thank you for promoting that too.
Yeah, yes. No props. Now, here's the thing. Every month, once, right, Naufal is going to come on and be our game master. So, we are doing games in this damn podcast and...
See, we are giving you guys more things.
But we're giving you a variety.
Giving more things. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Okay, Naufal, take it away. First game.
All right. For this month, I guess. Yeah. K-pop Capos, we're doing a game called Stan or Fan.
Stan or Fan.
Now,
Stan
or Fan. Obviously, you know, the K-pop culture, we're back when it first started, you know, second gen. In the era of, like, you know, Wonder Girls, Super Junior.
Yes!
You were into K-pop. People kind of looked at you weird, you know.
They were just like, ew.
It's not really a normal thing.
It's like a teenage.
Yeah. So where do you run to find community? You go to internet comment sections, forums, yeah. Twitter maybe. So the...
Shut up. Is this Reddit?
The K-pop culture has developed over time. So...
You got more commentary.
If you're true K-pop stans, you should know how K-pop fans talk online.
Twitter.
So we're going to go through all of the platforms today.
Can so, I say... Hold up. I quit Twitter. Like,
I'm active on Stan Twitter. You're over.
This is... Can I just say my Twitter account is like strictly...
That's understandable. Anyway, we'll get to that later. So the first game we're gonna play is for the YouTube comment section.
Okay.
I'm gonna be showing you four YouTube comments. One of them is not from a music video, a K-pop music video, and three of them are. Okay. You have to identify which one is not from a K-pop music video. This set of comments, three of them are from Stray Kids Thunderous, and one of them is not.
Thunderous!
So A, option A, this person comments, Queen, for Stray Kids music video.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Second one, person goes, I'm crying, this is a masterpiece.
Okay.
Third one, this is an exorcism.
Okay.
And D, I really like Blank's first part. La era de nuere pego fuerte. I really like Blank's first part. Which of these screenshots are not from a Stray Kids?
Okay, so it sucks video. For you because I actually speak Spanish.
Okay.
So I know exactly. No, I didn't.
No, I thought you got me for a minute.
I was like, yeah, hell yeah. Le era de nuevo fuerte. Okay, but I have one. I know what. Not from Thunderous, yeah?
Not from Thunderous.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Do you have your guess?
Okay, let's.
Say together,
yeah? Okay.
Okay. One, two, three. B.
Ooh. Why B?
Okay.
Could you explain your thought process?
That's so vanilla.
Kay. A, Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, Stray Kids is fruity.
fair.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It was just funny because Stray Kids. They're not straight. So for C, this is an exorcism, right?
Honestly, that is like...
Thunderous vibe. I was thinking like... Tuh, 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 surikun, tuh, 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 tuh. Then I feel like I've ascended. So maybe, yeah.
Probably. Like that vibes. Then D is just... You go for it, lah. D is...
D actually, what might give it away is the Spanish...
La era de
noisy, de no noisy.
I'm about to get a
Are you ready
Spanish
for this? I actually.
Okay, what do you? What do you?
You're over because La era de noisy. Noisy is the album that Thunderous was in.
Okay. I'm all right. Sorry. So the answer is
B.
Drum roll.
Come on, it's B.
B.
It's C.
Qigong.
This is an exorcism. Is not from a Stray Kids. It is from a video called Asim Bubble Hair Cracking Head Massage with Bin Bin Therapy Neck Crack ASMR.
Honestly, sorry, kun tung tung. Neck crack ASMR.
I'm actually upset. Eh?
What is it? What is?
With that big brain I just put for
0 points.
No, B is, okay, B does give vanilla.
Yeah, B is so like normal. That's every yeah. K-pop stan talks like that. Alright, next one.
Check.
Three of these are from Les Seraphim's Anti-Fragile, and one of them is not. Which one is not? So A, I love how they're just dancing while the world is ending. B, some of the best dancing I've seen in a long, long time. Love it. So full of energy. I beg anybody not to feel good after watching this. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. C, I'm obsessed with this song and MV, and them voices are impossible. Dance moves is amazing. I love it. And D, that reggaeton beat is so nice to hear as a Puerto Rican. Love it.
Reggaeton?
Three of these are from Anti-Fragile, and one of them is not.
Anti-Fragile.
Anti-Fragile.
B is giving K-pop dance cover.
True, true, true.
It honestly is. Why do I feel like I've seen A comment, the comment A before? I think I've seen it before.
It has 5.2k likes, so it is on top of the video.
I'm pretty sure that's an Anti-Fragile comment video. I think I've seen it before.
Okay, fine. I think we're both going to say the answer same once again.
Okay, right. 1, 2, 3, B.
Your answer is banana. B. All right. Any reason?
It feels very generic.
It does it?
Also,
does it?
It was one like in comparison.
I scrolled far for these comments. Okay.
I'm doing analytical.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and like, first of all, I like how a man named Guillermo Torres don't know how to spell reggaeton.
He's Puerto Rican, man. English is not his first language.
Okay, so what?
Anyway, the answer is...
Come on.
Ding. Correct. It is B.
Okay, what was B?
Can you guess? Okay, I'll give you bonus points if you can guess what comment B is from. It's from a big YouTube video.
Dance.
Just throw a guess. And like any YouTube video ever, just throw a guess. You might get it.
Harlem Shake.
Just anything.
What is it?
Oh, coffin dance.
Coffin dance.
Some of the best dancing in a video I've seen in a long, long time.
YouTube Rewind?
The answer is Despacito. I took it from a Despacito video. Anyway.
Some of the best dancing I've seen in
In Despacito. Speaking of Despacito, we're coming to the last YouTube round.
Okay.
The next game, all right. There are three comments. Two of them are from Despacito. One is from New Jeans, Oh My God. A, R.I.P. Gangnam Style.
Okay.
B, others, she deserves an award for her sweet voice. Me, any award in the world doesn't deserve her. Love from India, heart, heart, heart. And C, those song, those dance, those member, and also the background, dot, dot, dot. Why looking so attractive? Exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, help me. Two of these comments are from Despacito. One is from Oh My God, New Jeans.
Okay, don't explain. Just go with your heart.
Okay. One, two, three, C.
Ooh.
Wait. What is it again? Which is Despacito or which is New Jeans?
Two of them are Despacito. One is New Jeans.
I was supposed to guess which is from New Jeans, right?
Correct.
I think C is New Jeans.
You think C is New Jeans?
I think A is New Jeans.
Ooh. Okay. Well, the answer is...
No.
You want to change the answer?
We can! Shut up!
There's a...
Cannot!
No!
That was a red herring. I left it in there.
Wait, you chose C?
I left it in there. I left it in there.
Okay, then I chose B.
Oh, alright.
I chose C, yeah. I just saw the 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was the red herring. That should be obvious. Anyway, the answer is B. C.
Fuck!
It's kind of like a red alert. If anyone knows a Black Emerald on YouTube, he called New Jeans. Wow, so attractive! Exclamation mark! Exclamation point! Please report this man.
Wait, Despacito has a female voice, man?
No, it does not. It's very confusing why this person commented that.
I was going through this song, right? It was like. Where got girl?
Anyway, yeah, that comes to the end of YouTube round. Koyum has 1 point. Zul has 2 points.
Shut up, Zul. Give you a chance, yeah, Budu. Fuck my life. Budu, 4 years when she was saying like, oh, I choose A.
That was a red herring.
See my face. I was just went.
That was a red herring. The 4 years ago should have been the sign. Anyway. Okay, this is the end of the YouTube round. We're moving to the next platform K-pop stans and fans migrate to, and it's Reddit. Reddit has a lot of horrible subreddits. I don't recommend you go to Reddit if you're below 21. Don't admit anything. Anyway, Reddit does have good K-pop subreddits. You got K-pop rants, K-pop unpopular opinions, K-pop help.
Enemy side of Reddit.
Yeah, I say I'm also on enemy side of Reddit, and r/ K-pop thoughts. So the first round is from r/ K-pop thoughts.
Like
THOUGHTS.
Wow, Shaq, I know you're in your slut era, but please.
Anyway, this Reddit post is...
Or just clarify.
Blank should leave twice and join New Jeans. 4.4k voted disagree. Who do you think this Redditor is suggesting from Twice to go to join New Jeans? He commented, I know 99% of y'all will call me crazy, and I know that my opinion is weird, but just hear me out.
Okay.
Realistically, this would never happen, and I'm aware of that. Uh-huh. Twice and NewJeans are simply two established members for either to cross over to the other side. Yeah. But if Blank crossed to the bridge, I would support her from day one.
Okay.
Who do you think from Twice did this person recommend? This is... By the way, this is top of all time voted on r/ K-pop thoughts.
4K disagree.
Right. And you have to
there's 1.4K upvotes, 4.4K disagree.
They say that I never really rode NewJeans hype wave until a few months ago, but after Ditto's release. So I think that's important, after Ditto. So
they immediately thought this Twice member would be really good in
NewJeans. Yeah, we'll
probably
fit Ditto. Wow, shit.
Which Twice member do you think was recommended for this NewJeans swap? Everyone in the comment thread for this is just like, you are an idiot.
Okay, now here's the thing. Now here's the thing. Like, are they voting disagree because...
It's a horrible suggestion. It's a horrible post.
But in my head, right, I'm trying to see which of the Twice members fit NewJeans hype. But that should be the wrong answer.
For someone to fit NewJeans, for someone to make the post... And for the answer to be so wrong where everyone's like, nah.
Okay, I have an answer.
Alright. You have an answer, Zul?
Okay. I think I might.
11%. Yeah, 11% chance to get this right.
Okay.
Alright, okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sana.
Ooh. Why? Okay, explain your answers. Why Zihyo, why Sana?
Okay. I think this guy, or this person, is genuinely trying to put together the correct member.
Okay.
And if I look through the roster of Twice, right, I think Sana will be the one that can technically go and like fit the vibe. I'll say either Sana or Chewy.
Alright, why did you?
I was gonna go with Sana or Chewy, but then after seeing the disagree, right, then I was like, maybe Jihyo? I'm honestly like just like pulling out right now because Jihyo is.
If I want the opposite effect, I'll say Jonghyun.
Ooh.
I wouldn't even think of Jonghyun. I did think of Jonghyun, but Jihyo is very bubbly. Like she can pull it off on stage. But come on.
This will be a funny reaction for the actual answer. The actual answer is Dahyun.
Dubu.
The person commented, wait, let me read this. The swap will be beneficial to everyone. NewJeans would get that extra oomph to take them from 10 out of 10 to 11 out of 10. Dahyun will get a fresh start and more fans. And then he goes on to say, I feel like Dahyun will be the leader, face of the group, main rapper, lead dancer, and lead or sub vocalist. I understand the dislikes, the disagrees. It's very random and it doesn't make any sense.
It points out all the bad things about all the negativities about Dahyun.
No, but you have to remember that
Twice and NewJeans.
No, but Dahyun was such an amazing
in 16.
Yeah,
she was a powerhouse.
She was wanted by all three
she
companies.
She was a bias wrecker. Mm-hmm.
But she's my bias. Dubu.
Okay. Anyway, next round.
I think this comment is just, this poll is very disrespectful in general. Excuse! No excuse.
All right, and the questions, now we enter extremely difficult questions.
That was easy.
This is literally, it's a he. Could be anybody. A person posted. This is
who
also
plays saxophone?
This is also on r/kpopthoughts. On top of all time, blank is the most talented K-pop idol. He can dance, sing, rap, and his visual snaps. Honestly, he outsold all your faves. Can your K-pop boy dance like this or sing like this? I doubt it. Blank Oppa is more popular than your faves combined. And you know what? He deserves it. The multi-talented legend is not only a triple threat ace, he also plays a saxophone. Why is he so underrated among K-pop stands?
I can't read the last comment. Your better stand is...
I'll literally give you 4 points if you can get this right.
Is there hints? Do we get hints?
How old is he?
If you want a hint, I will reduce. I'll reduce the points.
Reduce points. Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
It's not from the K-pop industry.
Huh?
It's a person outside of the K-pop industry that this person is like out talents your faves.
He's not in the K-pop industry. Who plays
then what the fuck does he mean by why is he so underrated among K-pop stans?
He is underrated among K-pop stans, I'll say that.
Who plays the saxophone?
Who plays the saxophone?
Does he actually play a saxophone?
This person does play the saxophone, you're right. And also can sing, dance and rap. He can also act.
Who plays the saxophone? I'm about to venture into anime land now.
You know what? Another hint. Going to anime land might be like a good place to start.
Do I know him?
100%. There's no one in this room. There's no one in this building that wouldn't know this person.
Huh?
That.
Yeah, I know.
It could be a meme. That's what our off our crew Aiden is saying. You can lock in your answer.
Meme. I know, meme. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. James Corden.
Okay, that's your answer. All right. I'll see your answer and I'll see if it's right.
I'm about to say Mr. Bean.
You're very close. But he plays the wrong instrument, the person that you sent me. Okay.
Oh. So what? It's like an old singer. Old singer, what? Jane, no, what?
Okay, I'll say everyone is wrong right now. If you want to give a second try before I move on. Staying in that lane is wrong. You're close by entering that industry, but it's not that lane.
My industry is wrong, right? It's
yes.
not a talk show host.
No. I'll give you a second guess.
I got it.
I'm on my period. Give me a chance.
No, sadly. Okay. You're so close. If you go to r/kpopthoughts, this is one of the most upvoted threads in the entire subreddit. Who is the most talented K-pop idol? And everyone agrees. It's Shrek. And the person does go on to say that Shrek is an actor. I didn't have this screenshot, but he said...
I didn't know Shrek can play the saxophone.
A person in the comments said, I don't understand how you can even make this post without bringing up his extensive acting career. 5 movies for nothing, I guess, SMH.
He's in 5 movies.
There's
5 Shrek movies.
His acting performance puts all others to shame, and I would say he's improved with every film, but honestly, he's been a top tier. He's possibly could be from the start. He's not a triple threat. He's the only threat. Everyone else is just his backup dancers. He guessed Squidward and SpongeBob, which in cartoon land, you're almost there. Okay. All right, and Shrek Oppa is my fave. To be real.
Would you date me
when Shrek does Aegyo?
Hi, can you take me out of this situationship?
Shrek ending fairy. he comes out of the outhouse. He's sweating from just taking the biggest dump of all time. Ending fairy. Anyway.
Okay, next one.
Last part of the Reddit round 3. I would say this is also quite difficult. We're coming out of r/kpopthoughts. We're going to r/kpophelp. And I want you all to stay quiet for this part because I think 2 of you, or maybe all of you, can get it right immediately. All right? Okay. This person posted this on r/kpopthought, all right? Mm. Help! What is this song? I don't remember a lot. I only know it goes ra kwa 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 kun para papam kwa kwa kudun para param bang bam boom. And maybe it was a boy group? Question mark, question mark. Thank you. This is on r/kpopthoughts, and he did get his answer. And I'll repeat the part that he... I'll repeat it slower. Ra kwa 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 kun para para pam kwa kwa dudum para para pam pam bang 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 boom. And maybe it was a boy group. Question mark, question mark.
I have an
what
answer.
What song is he thinking of?
I have an answer.
And what song is the correct answer?
Should we say it? Are we ready?
Okay, one, two, three.
Thunderous.
Correct. If you go to exactly 1 minute and 6 seconds, can you sing? Can you sing?
I can literally. Ra kwa kwa kwa. Eh?
Ra kwa 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 kwa. Pa da pa pa. Pa da pa. Bang 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I'm dirty. Keep on talking. Don't play it by the rules. What the hell?
He. After he got the answer, he's like, "Thanks, Google is so unhelpful."
Him googling
anyway,
it was the bang 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 bang
boom. Then give it away. All right, all right, all right.
The kun,
rock quack quack kun.
Cause speaking songs are so noisy.
All right, we're leaving the Reddit round with still Zul with 3 points and Koyim with 2 points.
Play.
Ooh, let's see if you can come back. Another website that K-pop stans and fans go to kind of brush up on their K-pop knowledge, really identify what and like talk to people, you know, is K-pop Profiles. They, if you didn't know, they got all the information that you can hope to find about your K-pop idols on K-pop Profiles.
K-pop Profile.
They got forums as well for you to discuss.
K-pop Profiles is K-pop K-pop's backbone.
Every time on set, me and
we have to shoot. Okay, 5 minutes. Let's go.
K-pop Profiles. Anyway, I'll say it again. Shout out again. Shout out K-pop Profiles because they say if you want to use their information, gotta shout them out. So yeah, go K-pop Profiles if you want to find out anything and everything about your stand group, your ultimate group.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, they say it at the
Thank
bottom.
Thank you, K-pop Profiles.
Thank you, K-pop Profiles.
Is it K-pop Profile or K-pop Profiles?
K-pop Profiles.
Oh, okay, nice.
Anyway, first round of K-pop Profiles. I'm going to give you 4 descriptions or 4 fun facts of K-pop idols, and you have to guess which one is not from the same group.
Ooh, fun.
All right, all right. Okay. All right. First one, K-pop Profiles round. A, this person loves Red Light by FX. Her favorite female artist is FX, Taeyeon, IU, Park Soojin. Her foot size is 235 to 245 millimeters. She wants to visit Croatia and she likes green tea and barley tea. B, she used to play floorball about 4 years at a sports club championship. Her hobbies are walking, going for shopping, and going to restaurants. Favorite food is pizza. She's friends with Ives Eugene. She used to wear braces, and she's ranked 68th on TC Candler's 100 Most Beautiful Faces 2019. C, she shares a birthday with G-Idol's Mini. She can also play the piano. When she was young, she dreamt of becoming a painter. Her favorite drinks are Coca-Cola and orange juice. Her favorite member in Blackpink is Jennie. And her name means powerful. She trained for 4 years. Her favorite genres are pop, hip-hop, and R&B. Lastly, this girl especially likes to watch action movies, war movies, and movies that are hard to understand. Parentheses. Ones that are hard to understand being those that you need to watch multiple times to understand.
Who the hell?
She believes in aliens. Her childhood dream was to be a singer and someone in the military. Her favorite ride in an amusement park is a roller coaster, and her morning routine is EWU, eating as soon as you wake up. She eats before she's even fully awake.
What the hell is this
Once morning? She realizes it's morning, she just goes straight to the kitchen and eats food.
When I feel that like a lot of these people are less seraphim.
Okay, I'll give you 1 point for guessing who is not from the same group, and I'll give you 1 point each if you can identify what group they're from and who the member is.
D is giving me
Yunjin, right?
Oh, okay. You're already assuming it's Le Sserafim.
Okay. I actually would say Le Sserafim as well.
Okay.
Okay. I think D is Yunjin.
Okay, no. We'll go through the names later. Just say what group you think it is and who's the odd one out.
I think you say which one's C, yeah?
I say C.
I think that...
That's a lot of thinking for this one.
B.
All right, ready?
I think it's B.
All right, I think final answer for odd one out is B, and both of you think it's Le Sserafim.
Yeah.
You say B or C?
I say C.
I say B.
All right. Correct answer is B.
Let's go!
But your groups are wrong.
Huh?
3 of them are from aespa, and one is from...
What? I just say, is it else.
Okay, okay, wait. Before we go through the names, okay? Three of them are from Espa. One is from Itzy. Okay.
Okay, wait, boss.
Okay.
I got it correct.
Okay, got it. Noted.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through. Who do you think from Espa is A?
Giselle.
We'll go through one by one, alright? It's Espa. Who do you think from Espa is A?
It's either Giselle or Winter.
What do you think, Koyum?
Ning Ning.
A is Karina. Okay, we'll skip B. Who do you think C is from Espa? Shares a birthday with Minnie. Loves Coca-Cola and orange juice. Dreamt of becoming a painter.
Is it Ning Ning?
Oh.
Zhou Ning Ning.
Oh, alright, correct. You know you're Chinese.
Right, because Ning Ning is powerful.
Correct, like, correct.
Just that doesn't mean shit.
Shout out to the foyer.
Hey!
Chinese ex-boyfriend. Thank you, I won this.
And then who do you think is D? Believes in aliens. Eats as soon as she wakes up for some reason, and that's like a thing.
Winter.
Correct, Winter. Alright. And who do you think B is?
Yeah, Winter's quirky.
And B is from Itzy. Who do you think it is?
Okay, floorball for 4 years. Friends with Eugene.
She used to wear braces.
I'll go for Ryujin.
What do you think, Zoe?
I'll go with Ryujin used to wear braces, man. 2019.
AG.
Floorball is a big hint.
Yeah, floorball is a huge hint. Floorball is a huge hint.
I think Ryujin.
Really? Yeji, Ryujin? Those are your answers?
I choose to Cheryon.
What is the answer, Aiden? Yuna. Correct. It is Yuna from Itzy. She used to play football. And so she used to also wear
braces. The hell is she friends with Eugene?
She's friends with Ives Eugene also. Fun fact. Thank you, K-Pro Profiles.
Thanks, K-Pro Profiles. I think I actually...
Wait, are we tied now?
You're both at 4 points, correct.
Oh my god, come back.
Oh, you're like five, dude.
Rabaz, you choose Espa. You see the collective faces of everyone here. Wow.
All right. We're leaving K-Pop Profiles round one.
And we have 7 minutes.
With a tie. Next K-Pop Profiles round, we're switching it up a bit. Do you know another thing that K-Pop Profiles provides to fans?
I'm scared.
Is an idol's ideal type. And also their representative emoji.
Oh, slay.
All right.
I think I'm okay with this.
And we're moving into Twice. Oh. And you better know your Twice girls.
I love my Twice girls.
I'm giving you 5 options to make it easy.
Okay.
And I'm giving you their ideal type and their representative emoji. All right.
Okay, slay. Okay.
Your options are Chaeyoung, Dahyun, Sana, Momo, and Jihyo.
Wait.
A, option A, representative emoji is a hamster. Ideal type, someone who treats his parents well. Someone who works hard in his career. Someone professional. Option B, representative emoji, white heart. There's too many, but sometimes who's dependable like a father? Someone nice to his parents. Someone who loves me a lot. Option C, representative emoji, peach emoji. Ideal type, someone who eats well, but not overweight. Someone who loves chokpal, pig's feet dish.
It's not easy.
And option D, unicorn emoji. Someone who I can show my true self to. Someone I can be the most comfortable with. Think about it. Don't give your answer away if you think you're giving your answer away to your opponent. I'll ask you option by option. Tell me when you're done. Think about it.
Wait, so it's either
Chaeyoung, Dahyun, Sana, Momo, or Jihyo.
Momo or Jihyo.
I think if you follow Twice on every single reality show, you would know it just by the emoji. But the ideal type does help as well.
I'm going by emoji.
Okay.
I'm going by emoji.
I think the ideal type is very telling for two people.
Are you ready?
Okay.
So for A,
hamster
emoji, someone who treats his parents well, someone who works on his career. Who do you think it is?
Together? 1, 2, 3,
Chaeyoung.
Ooh, she answers Chaeyoung for that one.
We're wrong. You said that means we're wrong, lah. Can we change answer?
No, what? The answer is Sana.
Why is Sana a hamster?
Okay, at least Sana is out.
All right, B.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
You ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, Dahyun.
Correct.
Dahyun.
Dahyun.
Please, the pot.
Dahyun is the white heart emoji, and she likes a lot of things about guys, but specifically someone who's dependable, like a father.
The reason why I knew that it was Dahyun is because of her skin. Because she's known as member in Twice.
All right. Okay. Option C, okay, peach emoji. Someone who eats well, but not overweight.
Okay, one, two, three.
Mina. Momo's
in here, man. Momo's the second from the right.
This is Momo.
Wait, so Mina isn't here?
Mina isn't here.
Oh, sorry. Then I said Momo. I wanted to see.
Cheating!
I'll give you a pass for this one, man. But you're right.
I know Momo
it
likes
is Momo.
Yeah, yeah, no, because I look at the second one. I
is that a thing?
Mina.
Momo likes chokpal? Is that really just a thing? Everyone knows.
I've known it since, 16.
Oh, shit.
I remember her interview and she's like,
I read it, I'm like, that's so random.
Yeah, she loves sweet sweet. Momo, can you come? I've literally like dyed my hair because of you. Like I had that red black situation because of you.
Though I ran into Momo at USS one time.
I think our D is the same, right?
Alright, and for D, unicorn emoji. Ideal type, someone who I can show my true self to.
Okay, one, two, three, Jihyo.
Correct. Alright, you know your Twice,
Yeah.
Elimination.
also, Cheon was a red herring, lah.
Yeah, she was a red herring. You're still tied, 6-6.
Okay.
All
right, and we're moving on to the last K-pop profiles round. K-pop profiles has quizzes, forums, and polls as well.
Okay.
And the poll I picked for this game is: who do you think is the most popular or best K-pop girl groups of 2022?
Oh.
And they ranked them by percentage, and I want you to guess. Out of these five groups, from 1 to 5, who do you think was voted highest to lowest? Les Seraphim, New Jeans, 50-50, NMIX, and Kepler.
Okay.
you can think about it, lock in your answer, and then just say it one by one.
Would you start from bottom?
Start from the bottom.
You want to say it together?
No, it'll be too messy. Just say it one by one. Just lock in your answer. Scouts Honor, don't change it. Just based on your gut feeling.
From bottom to top?
Yes, bottom to top.
50-50.
Okay.
NMIX.
Okay.
Kepler. Let's try from New Jeans.
Actually, same.
Exactly the same?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, you didn't get it all right. The real answer is Les Seraphim number 1, New Jeans got voted number 2, NMIX, Kepler, then 50-50.
Oh, I was like...
Oh no!
I was close.
Kepler girls.
Oh, you also mixed up NewJeans and Les Seraphim. You only got like 1 point.
No, because honestly, NewJeans.
But this is K-pop profiles poll. Everyone votes Les Seraphim as their best favorite group of 2022. There's more that's under this. I think number 6 is Classy. And then a bunch of Nugu groups I didn't recognize. But these are your top 5. Les Seraphim, New Jeans, NMIX, Kepler, then 50-50.
Let's go, Cupid.
Is what they voted for.
Let's go, 193 people.
Anyway, final question.
Okay.
And this one, if you get it right, you deserve the win. Because it is, I think, the most difficult question. Maybe our off-screen Aiden can get it right. We're moving on to Twitter.
Moving on to Twitter.
And Twitter is, excuse my French, dog shit. You find the best takes and the worst takes on Twitter. And someone tweeted out an interesting question and asked the K-pop stans on Twitter. They're asking, you're lying if you've never laughed at like a hate tweet towards your favorite group.
Okay.
And the tweet that got the most traction is this tweet. Someone said, homosexual men are not allowed in K-pop. Why? Well, let's look at blank. What group is he talking about?
This gen.
And this is a riot. Not first gen, that's for sure. Not first or second gen. I'll give you that.
My God.
This happened on Twitter. It's classified as one of the most legendary K-pop tweets of all time. Yeah, go ahead. Off screen, Aiden has an answer for me. Correct. Oh, off screen Aiden got it immediately right.
I don't know boy groups.
I want hints. Give us hints.
Is it big group?
Yeah, he got it right.
Big group.
They have a lot of fans right now. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know.
just if you get it right, then he wins. So you gotta clutch this one out.
One, two, three. 80s. I was gonna say 80s also.
Correct. The answer is 80s. And let me, for the fans, let me read out this entire tweet because it is hilarious. All right, you don't have the stream anymore, but this person says, homosexual men are not allowed in K-pop. Why? Well, look at 80s. Do they seem heterosexual? No. Does anyone like them? No. Especially the dimple boy, Choi San. What a name. Would a straight boy have such a name? Doubtful. Does anyone like him? No. The boy is good. I won't say that word. I'll throw a fun question for off-screen Eden. This person says one guy is hetero in the group. Who do you think it is?
Wait. I know. Is it the leader?
What was it, guys? The person says, Kang Yo-sang is a wonderful boy. He gives the impression of disliking the high levels of homosexual tension surrounding him. This suggests that the pretty deep-voiced youth is the lone heterosexual in the 80s. A sad predicament for one as admirable as himself. Okay, I'll run through the rest. He says, the others of the group are not remarkable in their lack of attraction to women, all save the bleached blonde self-proclaimed sexy performer Zhang Wuyong. I've never seen such a gay boy. He writes way more homophobic in his words I cannot say anywhere, so I'll leave it at that. And thank you. Thank you for playing Stan or Fan. I can safely say you guys are certified Stans.
We are.
For getting 8 points. Six points.
Huh.
I did not expect you guys to get over 4. I'm going to be real.
Can you give us a tiebreaker question? I cannot
A tiebreaker question? Yeah. Do you want me to field one right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is tough. Let me just hop
Aiden, do you have a random question that you think that...
Let me just hop on K-pop profiles real quick. Okay, name a group that both of you are super into right now.
Let's see if him.
Les Seraphim.
I think Les Seraphim is our girls.
Yeah, because girls. I can't even tell three girls apart.
Let me guess. Haeyin, and who? Honey.
Honey, their dance cover twice.
There's Minji and Danny.
Okay. Both of you horoscope people, yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say a member and you say, tell me the horoscope. And if you can get more right than the other, you win. Okay. That's your tiebreaker, right? All right. What horoscope is Chaewon? Otherwise Leo. Known as Anna Kim. Say it at the same time, please.
Leo.
Damn, both of you. She's a Leo. August 1st, 2000.
Our age. Angry.
All right. What horoscope is Sakura?
Oh, I can't remember.
Say it at the same time.
Okay. Wait. Okay, let's go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, Pisces. What the fuck?
Correct.
Wait, we are right? Can we stop
she
this?
She was born on March 19th, 1998, Sakura.
Stop it,
happy birthday.
Yo, happy birthday, Sakura.
Happy birthday, Sakura.
Happy birthday, Sakura. Shout out. All right. What horoscope is Yunjin, otherwise known as Jennifer, huh?
Huh?
Jennifer, huh?
Huh?
What horoscope?
Ooh.
Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Sit together.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Libra.
Koyum takes the lead. Libra is correct. She was born on October 8th, 2001.
She's such a party girl. That's why I knew she was a Libra.
I'm not into, what I call it, I've never met a lot of Libra yet.
I'm a Libra.
Oh, you're my first Libra.
Hey, let's go. Shout out Libras. Alright. Let's see if Zul can take the comeback. What horoscope is Kazuha?
Ready? Can you see
her?
Okay. Huh? 1, 2, 3, Leo. Libra.
I'm sorry, Zul. She's a Leo.
She's a
Leo. Let's go!
She shares a birthday with Singapore August 9th.
Slay.
2003.
She doesn't give up August Leo vibe.
My sister.
And you know what? Even though you're just firmly in the lead, let's just keep going. What? Just for funsies, what horoscope do you think is
Unche?
Unche.
One.
Let's give her, okay, 1, 2, 3. Cancer.
Aquarius. Damn, first both wrong.
Oh.
Her horoscope is Scorpio, November 10th, 2006.
I was close. I gave her a water sign because she looked like a water sign.
And you know, last one just for funsies. What's Garam, former Listener FM member's horoscope? Garam. What do you think?
1, 2, 3. Capricorn. Aries.
She's also a Scorpio.
Oh, what does it say, Scorpio? Because
November. November 16, also Garam.
Damn.
Anyway, we end off Stand Off End with Koyum being our
Slay first ever
winner.
Winner.
I will stand Koyum and just a regular K-pop fan. So this kind of sacrilegious to say. It feels like because you're a new fan.
Honestly, sorry, girl. Sorry, catch up. Okay, it's okay. Next one.
You guys want to do a punishment thing or do you want to do stakes or not?
Yes, so Zuya will have to sing a 30 second...
I'm a dancer, not a singer. God is fair. I'm going to kill everyone with my singing.
Yeah, so no, that's the thing. I'm a singer, not a dancer. So if I lost, I would have tried to dance a cover.
I am so excited for this.
So Zuya will be a song of my choice. Mm. And the song that I want her to sing is Impurities by Les Seraphim.
Wait, how does that song go?
Can you see how... You're very lucky. I could ask you to sing No Celestial by Les Seraphim, the rock song. You want which one you want? Save it for the Instagram story.
Anyway, we know our true winner is off Aiden, off camera Aiden right there.
Just
that's our true winner.
Shrek. Leave him alone.
Anyway, that's the end of the show. Thank you guys for
thank
for
you,
this.
Nowfinity, Nowfile, for hosting, having us for this game.
NIQ.
Let us know if you guys like this.
Yeah, let us know what your thoughts and opinions of this, if it's fun or not. And with that, please rate our 5 stars everywhere. Follow our socials, K-pop K-Pos on TikTok, Instagram, and anywhere
we're
else.
We're at Zirup Media on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Check us out. I'm at A Girl Called Zul.
I'm Koyum Lukman, and that is...
at Nowfinity.
And off camera is...
at Spoken Foon.
Yes. And annyeong. Nada, nada, yeah. Nah, yeah. Nada, nada, na 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 na.